Good morning, everybody. Welcome to chapel on this beautiful Thursday morning. So you'll want to make sure you pay attention to the screen. Some of the announcements will be scrolling up through there. The latest version of the chapel schedule with a couple of dates that were to be announced have been filled, and so you'll find that online as well as a few copies out on the table. Just a reminder again about counseling, especially if you're a new student, I just want to make sure everybody knows that we do have campus counselors. Shelby Williams and Bernard Ashlock are both here during the week. And so if there's any need for counseling, it's free to you. It's free. These are professional licensed counselors that are here. So just make sure you know that. Put that in the back of your mind in case you or a friend might need that kind of service, okay? All right. Well, we want to get moving today because we're literally going to get moving today. You saw the vehicles out there. So here's the deal. This is called Worship Without Walls. We do this about once a semester, and it's a reminder that worship is more than a building, and we're thankful for buildings. This is a great building. One of the things about this building that Pastor Donnie just reminded me is that this Sunday morning, during the Sunday school hour, which Donnie, 9:30, correct? Yeah, 9:30 it starts. In the basement here at this church, there will be a ministry fair. And so you'll be able to come and be exposed to all kinds of different ministries, both in this church and in the community, that you could plug into. You could use these ministry opportunities for Christian service, if you still need to lock that in. Or in addition to Christian service, lots of neat opportunities to serve. So there'll be cinnamon rolls made by a woman in town who is famous for wonderful cinnamon rolls, Mary Lothman. And so those will be available as well. We like to encourage that kind of ministry, don't you? I like to eat cinnamon rolls. So you're welcome to come, 9:30, Sunday morning, church basement, ministry fair. You're all invited, okay? Awesome. So we're thinking about ministry outside the walls as well. And so today, because at Barclay, one of our core values is prayer, we want to pray not only here in this building, as we do so often in chapel, we want to pray out in the community and pray as we're walking. And so you've got a little handout, and it's a really cool kind of little resource. There's some folks that have put this together, and they call it a campus prayer journey, which kind of fits with our theme, finding joy in the journey. But we're going to go over to Greensburg. I don't know if how many of you have been to Greensburg? Probably everybody by now, I hope. If not, you'll go today. So, Greensburg is our county seat, 10 miles to the west. If you didn't know it, a little over 3 years ago, May 4th, 2007, a EF5 tornado came through and leveled 90% of Greensburg. I mean, leveled it. And thankfully, not very many people were killed, but a lot of people, of course, lost everything tangibly, physically. So, over the past 3 years, there's been this rebuilding project, a lot of cool stuff happening over there, and last Thursday, a week ago, they opened the grand opening of the Kiowa County High School, which is now, you know, the countywide high school. We don't have a high school in Haviland this year. Our kids go there. So I talked to Randy Fulton, the principal. I said, Randy, can we come pray for you guys? He said, absolutely. Come on over. So we're going to go over. We're not going to go inside, but we're going to walk around the property. And, here's some ideas about how you can be praying in that little handout about, you know, how you can pray for the kids. We can be praying for the teachers and staff and all the people involved there. But we want to take our prayers and put feet to our prayers today. And so that's the goal. So we'll head over there. We'll pray. Basically, we'll just kind of walk together in twos or threes, and we'll just kind of march quietly around the property and pray with eyes open and just pray for the whole place and just bless our neighbors in Jesus' name. Does that sound like a good thing to do? Okay. And it's a beautiful day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that. And so we'll do that. And by the way, if we have time, there is a brand new Youth for Christ Teen Center that's almost adjacent to the school property. And it'd be great if we could spend a little time praying over that area as well. Any of you involved with Youth for Christ in this area? Okay, awesome. So we want to bless those guys. And if we have time, when we get back, we'll also stop at our Haviland school, which is a K-8 school, and we'll pray for them as well. We'll just kind of see how the time goes here. So that's our agenda. We're going to go and pray, and we're going to worship God without walls today. And so let's just start with a word of prayer before we load up, okay? Father God, we're reminded today that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And so we want to take our feet and allow you to use our feet as a way to set apart property as holy ground today. Because where we set our feet as your people, it becomes a holy place. And so, Lord, there are people who've gone before us in Greensburg, in Kiowa County, at the high school who love you and serve you. But we want to add our prayers to theirs today. So, Lord, would you bless our feet? Your word says how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. Well, Lord, we're not in the mountains today. We're on the plains. But we just pray that our feet would be beautiful. And that when people see us walking and praying, that they would be encouraged and blessed. And that they would sense your presence in their midst today. And that they would know that you are with them and that you love them and that you're for them. And Lord, may there be some questions asked about what we're doing and why. And may it open up conversations to share the good news of Jesus with some folks. We're just so thankful that we get to be your ambassadors, your hands and feet. So, Lord, bless us as we travel. Give us safety and give us great attitudes and cheerful hearts as we bless our neighbors today. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we go, take that little handout with you. If you have a Bible, that's great. You might want to pray scripture at certain points. You just let the Lord lead you as you pray. But I do want to encourage you before we leave, find one or two people that will be your prayer partners today. Okay, one or two people, identify them right now, because I want you to be able to pray in those little two or three partners or triads. And again, we'll load up. There's a bunch of vehicles out here. And when we get there, we'll just, I guess you can follow my lead. We're just going to walk around kind of the perimeter there of the property. And so that's it. You can load up.